Well, good morning and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Folks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint. I do the majority of teaching at the Lewis Center campus. And this Sunday at Lewis Center, we had the privilege of having Ray Green from Emmanuel Baptist Church in Lexington, Kentucky, come and talk to us. And Ray really focused on the end of Genesis, Genesis 46 and 47. And he talked to us about this topic of courageous obedience. And really, he said two things to us about the end of Jacob's life when he's talking about this whole idea. And the first one was that courageous obedience leaves comfort to live out calling. And he kind of showed us how these two ideas are juxtaposed to each other. He talked about how Jacob stopped in Beersheba. And sometimes we read through things like that in the scriptures. But the reason Jacob stopped there is because it was the outermost boundary of Israel. It was kind of, for him, kind of that point of no return in terms of safety and security of being inside of the boundaries of the country. And he really had to decide, was he going to follow God and go where God wanted him to go and do what God wanted him to do? Or was he going to default to comfort? And I think for a lot of us, there are times where we just default to what's easiest and what's comfortable. And for all of us, like it was for Jacob, there are going to be moments where God says, hey, this is for you. This is your next step. And this idea came right out of Acts chapter 5 in the New Testament, because, you know, you had the apostles in the early church and them being jailed for living out their faith. We see that in our world today. Pastor Andrew Brunson, who was a Presbyterian pastor who was jailed for his faith in the Middle East, you know, was just recently released. And there are people that face this around the world every day. Every Sunday when we worship, by the time it is 9:30 or 11 o'clock here, people around the world have worshiped in secret and in silence, in fear for their lives, because they're committed to their calling. And the second thing that Ray talked to us about is how courageous obedience paves the way to experience the miraculous. And so, you know, Jacob had to believe that for his legacy to go on through his son Joseph, that when that was going to occur, he had to believe in faith that Joseph was somehow going to be part of the plan of God to get the people back to the promised land underneath God's covenant, which we talked about from Exodus chapter 19 last week, that when God makes a covenant with us, he will see it through to the end. So I just wondered about, maybe for your life today, what is it that that God's word speaks to so clearly? But even then, you're kind of like that. You're kind of like that guy in the New Testament that said, "Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief." Maybe today there's something that, like I said, God's word has addressed in your life, but you're having to live that out through faith because you don't see the results yet. You haven't seen the tangible outworking of it just yet. Just like for Jacob, your legacy is dependent on your trust. My legacy is dependent on trusting God in those critical moments. So whatever that would be for you, maybe that's a career step. Maybe it's a parenting step. Maybe it's a marriage step. Maybe some things that you believed, man, this was going to happen and that was going to happen circumstantially. It looks like they are not. And so your future is a little bit foggy. You've got to believe God for a next step. That's part of his plan. That's accomplishing his glory and your joy. So whatever that is for you right now, let's just take a second and let's pray about that today. God, I pray for us today that we would say to you, God, that we believe, but we need you to help our unbelief. In the moments, God, where we feel like we can't believe, like we can't trust, like things are just not clear for us, Lord, I pray that you will help us. I pray that you will give us the evidence we need in the moments we need to trust and to see. And that on our end, God, that we will make you the priority investment of our lives with our time, God, with the gifts that you've given us, with the resources that you've given to us and so graciously, God, benefited our lives with, that, God, you would be the weighty, heavy, glorious thing about us, and that, God, we would reject the comfortable thing that's so easy sometimes, and, Lord, that you would make our lives count. You'd make our lives stick for eternity. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Once again, thanks for joining us on the LifePoint Drivecast today, and we hope to see you back tomorrow. Have a great day.